For English, press 1. For Stan and Bruce, press 2.
Thank you for pressing 2. And now, here are your hosts, Stan and Bruce.
Welcome to episode 44 of the Press 2 podcast. Hey.
Hey. I was just going to say, hey, bestie.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, hey, bitch. I was going to be like, hey. How's you going? How's it going? What's the 411? Tell me everything.
Bro, gotta tell you, I think I pulled my groin at the gym today, so I'm not
feeling... Wow, thoughts and prayers, bestie, thoughts and prayers.
Thank you. I'm not feeling lit today, so...
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's to pull the groin for me.
So. Yeah, that sucks. Well...
Anyway, moving on.
Let's stop talking about Bruce's growing and get ready for Pop Topics. Oh, the voice is not right this week.
Yeah,
no. Like it is every other week.
When is it ever right?
Pop topics like a hot pocket. Laverne Cox. Oh, you know Laverne Cox. Everybody knows Laverne Cox.
I don't know her, but I know of her.
She's the world's most successful trans woman in Hollywood. And she's come under, well, not her, but Universal Pictures. They're coming under fire this week because they have been using cis male voice actors to dub her for years. And things that she's been in that they've reproduced for international markets.
Right.
So this they didn't notice, though, until recently when they posted a teaser for the Italian release of
Italian
release of The Promising Young Woman. Now, in the teaser, Laverne's character, Gail, can be heard speaking in what The Guardian described as a distinctly masculine tone. Universal International has released an apology statement to Variety Magazine.
What kind of accent is that?
I don't know.
Italian.
You said Italian. I just went along with it.
You sound like I'm from the South. Like, no. Not Italy.
No,
not
I wasn't, the South of Italy either. For Italy. Oh, trust me. I was not going for Italian. I was kind of going for... When you said Italian, most people that pronounce Italian, they usually be from the
At
deep
least
south.
Try like some Long Island accent or something like Boston.
Do you want my like... Do you want my Jersey Margaret accent? Your husband is in the pool.
Well, he can stay in the pool.
In better news, Laverne is set to replace Juliana Rancic as the new host of E! Live from the red carpet. So she's still winning.
I think I saw that.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That is cool. Good for her. I saw her first on Orange is the New Black. And, you know, she has a twin brother.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, she does. Oh. She has a twin brother. And there was a documentary, or I don't know if it wasn't a documentary. It was an interview that they did with her, that somebody did with her. I can't remember who it was. But yeah, she goes to talk about her twin brother and transitioning and everything else in between. So good for her. I mean, she's, you know, everybody knows who she is. So if you don't know Laverne Cox, then get educated.
So this is funny. I just wanted to, because this made me think about something. I don't want to say it before I forget. So I was on Instagram last night and oh my God, homegirl, what is her name? Heidi in Closet posted. Are you thinking of what I'm talking about? Heidi in Closet was on her Instagram stories and she posted, she was watching a TV show and I don't know who this woman was, but she wrote in caption, "This is so Bob the drag queen." This woman looked just like Bob in drag. And it was so funny because I understood where she was coming from. Oh my God, it was hilarious. Anyways, let's move back in.
You had to be there.
Yeah, you had to be there. Shut up, you bitch. You fucking bitch. Anyways, Matt Lauer was spotted this week. You know Matt Lauer. Well, he's spotted this week in the Hamptons at a live Bon Jovi concert. The concert was top secret and it was for charity. And apparently it's going to be released later on TV as a movie or some type of film. He was there with his girlfriend, some girl named Shaman Abbas that he's been with since like 2019. Jimmy Buffett was there. And that 75 Main restaurant guy, Zach Erdem, he was there. You couldn't have photography during the performance and you couldn't do any social media posts until after whatever this is airs on TV. For those who don't know, Matt Lauer was fired from the Today Show back in 2017 after an NBC staffer accused him of raping her during their first encounter, which he says was consensual. Yeah. Any thoughts, comments, questions, or prayers?
How old is Bon Jovi?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, I just... The Hamptons, Bon Jovi, Matt Lauer.
He's making himself... he's putting himself back out there. He's getting back on the social scene.
Well...
Just in time for summer so he can be on the cover of Hamptons magazine. You heard
that. The penny saver. Well, no, it wouldn't be the penny saver. No, it wouldn't have been. Especially at the Hamptons. Wouldn't have been
saving shit, first of all. Yeah.
Spending saver. I don't know. The penny spender. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. It's Penny Spender.
It was the Penny Spender for me. Yeah. Oh, I thought you had something to say. You're all
no, quick. I don't. Like, whatever. Those people in the Hamptons.
Well, Ellen DeGeneres announced this week after 19 seasons that her show will finally end at the end of 2022. That's when the 19th season will end. As far as why she's leaving the show, Ellen says that, quote, when you're a creative person, you constantly need to be challenged. And as great as this show is and as fun as it is, it's just not a challenge anymore, unquote. Hmm. This might also have something to do with the fact that everybody was like on a cancel train earlier this year and last year. But
didn't she mention something regarding that the toxic work culture that came around the show was because of the last administration? Or she said something along those lines.
When?
I think recently, like 2 days ago, she said she was basically blaming who should not be named, Tiny Hands, for the toxic. But I'm just like, Mary, you're the face of the show.
Right, who's Mary?
Like, well... Mary is just whoever you want to call somebody who you don't really care too much to say their name because,
oh,
I don't know. At this point, like, I feel like I like Ellen DeGeneres, but I feel like after some time when you're in that environment, you just kind of become like, what's the word? Not used to it, but you just kind of become jaded, maybe. Do you get that feeling from her?
No. Like, what do you mean? Like,
because, you know, like people like love her and they're like, oh my God, I love Ellen. But like, she was criticized for hanging out with George Bush. And, you know, like, I don't know. She's a public person. So, you know, she should know that she's going to be under the microscope the whole time. And the allegations from her previous employees were not something that was like, oh, you know, she made a face at me. Like, they were serious shit. So. It's my OCD is kind of bothered that she's ending it on season 19 and not 20. Like I saw that and I was just like, why don't you just go another season?
I think
just
the contract expires. That's the end of her contract, actually.
So. Well, there was rumors that, you know, who's going to be replacing that time slot.
Who?
Did you hear about that?
No, who?
I think it's going to be the Kelly Clarkson song, show. I think. Ugh. Oh. So
okay, that was not that exhilarating for me, but
no,
man. I mean, I love Kelly Clarkson, but I mean, I think she should go back and start singing again.
She sings on her show.
I know, but like we talked about this. Remember, I said that she does some concert every night on the weekends because that's when it comes on. Like over here, like I caught it on the weekend. I think they do a re-air on Saturday nights here in Houston sometimes. And I was like, oh, she was doing a concert special. But then like the following week, she did another concert special. And I was like, oh, she has a TV show. I didn't know. Well, speaking of like ladies on TV, Chelsea Handler, according to Page Six, Chelsea Handler says that she may be ready to host a talk show again. She was quoted as saying, "I could see myself coming back to a talk show now. Now that I've had enough space from it and I'm getting to do projects that I really want to do, projects with meaning." Chelsea's talk show, Chelsea Lately, was on E from 2007 to 2015. And it was like one of my favorite shows.
It was too. I love Chelsea Handler.
I used to love all like her guests. And like the whole thing was just like funny.
Yeah. Did you ever watch, she had a documentary back in 2016.
About white privilege.
Chelsea does?
Yeah. About white privilege. You're talking about her.
Well, yeah. She talks about marriage, racism, drugs. I think it was like 4 or 5 episodes.
I know she had one. I know she had one big long documentary about white privilege.
Yeah. I also watched that. She's been really like vocal and just, has gotten very involved into political stuff and just, you know, racism and what to do, like fighting against it. And, I mean, she talks about the topics that a lot of people are not talking, and it's interesting because, you know, she's a comedian. And so a lot of times comedians are not taken seriously for this reason, but, yeah, she's good. I'm glad she's coming back into TV and late night TV, and I'll probably be watching.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Speaking of watching TV, former basketball player and former reality star via the Kardashians, Lamar Odom. So Lamar Odom's children and their mother, Liza Morales, they're claiming in a lawsuit.
They were going to say Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli. Yeah. Liza's totally fucking him. Liza Morales are claiming in the lawsuit filed this past Thursday that Lamar has completely stopped paying child support as of last June. According to the custody arrangements, Odom is required to pay her $6,000 a month in child support, along with college fees and a premium for a $9 million life insurance policy. He has been delinquent, and now landlords are trying to evict her and his children from their Manhattan apartment. Oh, I don't know how I feel.
So does he not have money, or what is the issue?
You know, I don't even know. You know, sometimes it's not even about the money. I think sometimes it's more about like people being a jackass. yeah, or a jackass, or him feeling like he's paying her too much, maybe. Or he could be broke. I don't know. He could have debt. I mean, we don't know what's going on, but I mean, like, people have their reasons sometimes. Just people assume because you're rich, like, pay for it. But sometimes people don't want to pay for shit because they're trying to prove a point. So I don't know how toxic their relationship is. And I don't know how long they've been apart. But yeah, that's happening.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always confused as, you know, I mean, obviously he's not broke, right?
I mean, he shouldn't be. He had a career. And so if he saved his money correctly, he should not be. But
but that wasn't what I was asking.
You asked me if he was broke, right?
Right. But I mean, you would figure like these people who are making an insane amount of money, they would have some money to pay for them kids.
Them kids.
I don't know. Yeah. Fuck them kids. So.
Oh my God.
No, I mean, that's what Lamar Odom said. Allegedly.
That is not what he said, first of all. It's not even allegedly. He did not say that. Lamar Odom never said, fuck them kids. Just want to put that out there.
Say it, his actions are saying
his that. Actions maybe, but he has never said that out of his
semantics,
mouth.
Semantics.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, semantics.
Semantics. That is so gross. It was the semen for me, though. Oh my God. That concludes Pop Topics first. Did you have anything in the drag world? Did you see any?
I don't have anything in the drag world. I know.
You're so insubordinate.
What is this? I hate it here. But no, I don't have anything for the Drag Race report. I know the trailer for Drag Race España came out in, I think I mentioned it last time. But yeah, I haven't watched Down Under. I was supposed to watch it today, but it's been a busy day on Saturdays. I'm busy.
He's so busy. His appointments are booked. He's booked and blessed, yeah. Bitches. Mm,
this busy is busy.
Okay, Alaska.
Have you ever watched? There's a video. It's a YouTube of a drag queen, and it's called Busy Drag Queen. She's running around with like a suitcase. Like they fast forward it, and it's like Busy Drag Queen, and she's like, she goes up to people, and like they stop, and she like turns around and flips her hair and hits them in the face, and she's like, "I'm busy." She walks
on. I need to watch that.
She watches. That's what it makes me think of. Like, I'm busy.
Oh my God.
But, and then, yeah, and then she just goes like, Busy Drag Queen.
Where's this? Like, is this on YouTube?
It's on YouTube, yeah. Okay, I think they made like two versions of
busy
it.
Busy Drag Queen, is that all you have to type
yeah,
in?
Yeah, just like a like Busy Drag Queen. But yeah, that's, I really don't have much. Twitter has kind of been quiet with the girls after that whole Tamisha Iman, Skamisha Iman thing. I think people were just like over it.
Skamisha
Iman. Yeah, I it's kind of been quiet. I mean, I think everybody's just kind of waiting for All Stars and watching Down Under right now. But it's kind of weird because it comes out on Saturdays and we record on Saturdays, unless you want to move it to recording on Sundays and I could have a report. But
I don't know how Sunday fits into my schedule right now. I have a busy brunch filled Sunday for the next 6 to 8 weeks, however long summer lasts. So I'm not sure, but I'll let you know. People will call your people and then we'll figure it out.
Well, we'll block you. I mean, we'll make sure to
block you. That's about right.
You're like, you're about to catch these hands.
All right. So since we don't have anything in the drag race world or drag world.
My RuPologies. So.
It's RuPologies. It was the apologies for me.
It was a re-apologizing for me.
Reality report. Okay, I'm going to get into this reality report because there's a lot going on in the Bravo sphere. Yeah. And there's a lot of like shady, shifty drama. I'm going to get into the fun stuff first and then the shady stuff last. Here
go
is
off,
your
King. Go off.
Thank you. Thank you. Prayer hand emoji. Summer House, after 3 seasons, fan favorite and co-star of Bravo Chat, Hannah Berner, says that she will not be returning for another season of Summer House. I just wanted to say, though, that I got to see her on Bravo Chat that comes on like on Sunday nights, and I fell in love with her. And she hosts that show with Giselle from Real Housewives of Potomac and Portia from Atlanta. But I've never seen her in Summer House, and now I have no reason to start watching Summer House because she was going to be the reason I was going to watch. But since she's leaving, Bravo has a lot of development coming out. Fans of Summer House have no fear because Summer House Winter's Charm is actually a thing. We talked about this a few months ago, or probably a few weeks ago. The show will premiere this fall officially on Bravo. It will feature the cast from Summer House and Southern Charm, their friends during a 2-week vacation at a ski house in Vermont. Other shows premiering this summer are Top Chef Amateur, which is supposed to be a new show, and Million Dollar Listing Ryan's Renovations. Returning to television for your summer watching would be Shaws of Sunset, which I think premieres this weekend or maybe next week or like sometime like really soon. Real Housewives of Potomac is back this summer. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills premieres next week. And Below Deck Mediterranean and also Family Karma returns. Oh, cannot talk today, girl. Returns for their second season.
Today.
Shut up, bitch. Late this year, Candy Burrs from Atlanta will be later this year. Candy shut up. Leave me alone. I'm trying to record a podcast.
Later. Nobody's listening.
Anyways, later this year, Candy Burrs from Atlanta, she's going to be getting her own Vanderpump Rules type of show. It's going to be called Candy OLG Project. In the show, we will watch as Candy, Todd, and the old lady gang which if you watch Atlanta, you know, the old lady gang is her mom and her aunts. They will continue to build their restaurant empire while keeping their over the top staff in line. The show is also going to dive into the personal lives of the staff. So that's what kind of makes it like Vanderpump Rules, because it's going to go outside of her and go into the lives of these people that work for her. So if you love Vanderpump Rules and you're a fan of Real Housewives of Atlanta, I think this probably will be the show for you. Again, that's going to be towards the end of the year when the show is going to premiere. As we all know, though, Peacock, that whole thing I cannot stand, is taking off. And so they've announced another Real Housewives matchup that's coming. Also, Real Housewives of Miami. Yeah, that's a thing. And it's coming back, but it may be coming back on Peacock instead of Bravo. Or it could be coming on Bravo too. Lisa Vanderpump may be back also. She's going to be having a new series surrounding her dog business. If you watch Real Housewives of Beverly, she is. She's busy, booked, and blessed.
She's a busy drag queen. Busy housewife.
You know, she had Vanderpump Dogs. She owns a Vanderpump Dogs, which is like you can go and adopt dogs in West Hollywood. She owns that. And there's going to be a show called Vanderpump Dogs. So I think she's coming back in that sense. Also,
West Hollywood, she knows the money's where the gays are.
Well, that's where almost a lot of her restaurants were, too, though.
Like, yeah, I mean, we spend shit because we love brunch.
And plus, it's really close to Beverly Hills where she lives. So, I mean, it's like Santa Monica Boulevard.
You're welcome.
Housewives, though. Okay, here's the drama. We're just going to get into it. This past season.
Go off.
Huh?
No, I was going to say get into it.
Oh, okay. Let me get up inside of it.
All the way.
Set me never. Oh my God. This shut up. Stop making me laugh. I'm trying to record. This past week, the season finale of The Real Housewives of New Jersey aired, and the most awesome birthday Halloween party aired. Margaret Josephs threw a birthday party for her husband, and it was also Halloween themed. So obviously this took place in October. Margaret, by the way, Bruce, is my homegirl that threw the husband in the pool. Her husband had a birthday party. Problems happened, though, when Melissa
was that a
and
pool
Joe.
Party?
What happened?
Was it a pool party?
Yeah, no. Well, they had a pool at the house, but Melissa and Joe Gorga, though, their relationship became the center of attention at the party. And the finale ended with Melissa and Joe leaving the party pissed off. All of their relationship problems are coming to a head. And you can see some of that in the trailer for The Real Housewives of New Jersey Part 1 reunion that we posted on our TikTok, which has about 9,000 views, by the way. But the center this week of all the drama with the Housewives have been in Dallas. After the final reunion aired, fans have been calling for the removal of Cameron Westcott from the show after her husband and her brother-in-law were seen cyberbullying new girl Tiffany Moon. Tiffany Moon, who is an anesthesiologist first, has also lawyered up because the Westcott family has been putting career-damaging rumors out into the Twitter sphere. Also, racist remarks forced Bravo to issue a statement via social media this weekend calling to an end of Asian hate and saying that they firmly stand by Tiffany Moon. This all appeared after these like weird racist comments just started coming out of Cameron Westcott's husband and his brother-in-law. I don't know. It, like the whole thing was just a mess. Fans also were in like a little uproar Friday morning because Tiffany's Instagram account profile was changed to say former Dallas housewife, even though hours later, the account was changed back to current. A rep for Tiffany said that her leaving the show is just a false rumor. Bravo hasn't even discussed renewing Dallas. Some people are saying that Dallas should be removed altogether and they should just give Deandra Simmons and her mom, Mama D, a show and call it Simply Simmons. Which probably would have been cute because if
it would have, I mean, more marketable.
Yeah, and this is not a good look for Dallas because two other women on the show have
when
also
found themselves. When is anything a good look for Dallas?
I mean, personally, you know, I'm in Houston, so we all know how I feel about Dallas. But this is not good because Bravo goes to Texas. This is a Texas-themed show. You're not themed, but I mean, it's their only franchise in Texas, and they're getting hit by racist stereotypes of women in Texas being racist. And
How is that not reality, though?
But, I mean,
how is that not reality?
Okay, so listen, two other
how
women
is that
on
not
Bruce,
reality.
Listen, okay?
I'm just saying.
Listen, bros, Linda, listen, bitch. Okay, listen. Two other women on the show have also found themselves in racist situations. You know, Leanne Locken, who I said got fired. She got fired last year because she made derogatory comments toward Carrie Brittingham, who is of Mexican heritage. And then Brandi Redman, who spent her whole season this season, deal with the backlash of her racially insensitive video mocking Asians. But if you thought that was juicy, I'm going to take you on a trip to the South.
Oh,
let's go to Atlanta. This week, Portia Williams, you know, she revealed that she is engaged to friend of the show, Fallon Guabadia. I don't even know how to say her name. Fallon. Okay. She's engaged to Fallon's ex-husband, whom just got divorced from Fallon recently. Meanwhile, the man at the center of all this drama, Simon, that's his name, who just so happens to be worth $40 million, he's saying that he will pay $50,000 to anyone who can prove he cheated on his estranged wife and an extra $25,000 to anyone who can prove he dated someone while seeing Portia Williams. But here's the sketchy part about all of this. Fallon, if you watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, Fallon was introduced to the world this past season as Portia's friend. But when asked how she could do this to a friend, guess what Portia said? She said her and Fallon were never friends. And that's your tea. I hope it was hot for you.
That's what I tell people, like, how can you do the podcast with him? And I'm like, oh, we're not friends.
Oh, okay. So this is just business then. Okay. It was the not charity. Friends for me. I got charity. You, bull. Okay.
Yeah. Calling you bestie. That's just the front.
Oh, okay. I figured it was. You know, you never had my back. I figured it was.
Well, you're always on it, so.
Whatever. Your husband's in the pool.
Joke's on you. I don't even have a husband.
Oh my God.
Or a pool.
Or a pool.
I have a bathtub and a toaster.
You said I have a bathtub and a toaster. It was the toaster for me. Okay. So here's the deal. Someone called into the hotline, and I already know who it is. Most of you, if you listen to this show on a regular basis, you probably already can guess who it was. It was our podcast super fan, Joe. Hey,
woo,
applause.
Woo.
You said boo. Don't boo.
No, I said woo.
Oh, you said woo. You need to do a better woo. Yeah. You'd be like, woo.
Okay,
woo.
So it would be like, woo.
Woo, woo, bitch. Woo, 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 woo. Get it out, Bruce. Come on, let's practice your woo. Woo, woo. Say woo, woo.
Woo, woo.
No, say, woo. Okay, whoopee. Say woo, woo.
Woo, woo.
Oh my God. That is the most masculine I've ever heard him. Oh. That was the deepest voice, I should say.
Thank you.
Thank you. I bought it at Sears. All right.
I got it from eBay. No, like, woo, woo. See, there you go. I can't do it.
Okay, let's hear what he had to say.
Okay.
Yo, Stan Bruce. It's your suit. I wanted to give you guys a call and give my little.
Oh, Joe, are you there?
His second birthday. We're having the family come over. We all got our vaccine, so we get to have our first big family get together, COVID worry free. So, yeah, please, Daniel, he's 2. Wish him a happy birthday. And everyone, y'all get your vaccine shot so we can all enjoy parties like I'm about to enjoy today. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Happy birthday, Daniel. Daniel is his son. Now that he said the name, I knew who he was talking about. Happy second birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
The podcast super fan. That's what he was trying to say when the phone cut out on him. He was saying, this is your podcast super fan. I think he's quite claimed that title now, so no one else can have it.
I mean, he can have it.
I mean, he's earned it, unless somebody wants to take it from him.
I mean, he participates, he calls, he is that money like that student that sits in the front of the classroom.
We gave him money. He's a total brown noser for the podcast, and we love it.
And you know what? Good for him.
Go off, King. King Joe.
Go off, King. And happy birthday to Daniel. Like, that's cute. 2 years old.
I know. I remember when I was two.
You do?
Kind of. A little bit.
Oh. I don't. The childhood trauma blocked everything. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting. He mentioned, you know, getting vaccinated and stuff. So like, you're vaccinated, I'm vaccinated. Like real, we didn't buy shit off of Etsy, like those cards, but
the cards. Oh, they're selling vaccination cards on Etsy?
Girl. Like, yeah.
Boy.
I mean, this.
Really?
Man.
Cis girl.
Transgender. Yeah, I mean, people are fucking crazy.
So they can like lie and say they got the vaccine in case like they get required to show papers.
But then they'll go to church on Sunday and be like,
well, no, you didn't have the vaccine, bitch, when you're coughing in the pew.
Yeah. And I mean, lying is one of the Ten Commandments. So
you're going to hell.
Not even being a homosexual is part of the Ten Commandments of like, you should not be a homosexual. It says you should not lie.
Yeah. So it says that. I saw it.
If anything, they're going to hell.
It was the hell for me.
It was the hell. No, it was the unvaccinated people who are lying about it for me.
Why would they lie? I mean, the vaccine is free. It ain't like you.
I know. And then it's like the vaccine is free and you're paying to. But whatever, I digress.
The vaccine is free, but you're paying for a vaccination card to prove. But you know what the interesting?
You know what the interesting thing about this is that those same people are the ones who are
putting gas in plastic bags and taking it to their house.
That's a whole other subject. And I hope they smoke. No, it's this people are usually against like, quote unquote, illegal immigration and people stealing other papers or whatever. And it's just like, you're here presenting fake documents and paying for them, but you're against that. So it's whatever.
It's like, whatever for me. Whatever.
It's the racism, the lying, the bigotry, the everything for me. So
it's all of it for me.
It's all of it. It's all of it.
It's the Press 2 podcast for me.
But going back to the subject, happy birthday. I hope.
I hope you get drunk, Joe, and have a hangover tomorrow.
No, I hope Daniel gets what? No,
it's Daniel's two. He has about 15 more years before he can do that.
Well, I mean, if you want to fake ID, but call me. He can do it in about 15 years.
What happened? I'll be like 50.
I was going to say, if you need a fake ID. Like.
I'll be there when I'm 50, I can get you a fake ID.
Have you ever been to a children's party and gotten drunk?
Yes.
So have I. And those are kind of like the best because I'm like, is this my party?
No, actually, I haven't. I haven't gotten drunk at a children's party. I controlled myself because I was around people that I didn't know. So I was around a lot of people that I didn't know and I did control myself. But the host of the party got a little lit. The mother of the child.
As she should.
But it was just so funny because the child turned like one and it was like the first birthday and it was amazing.
The best ones are the baby showers. I think we talked about it before, but I've been drunk at baby showers. I showed up drunk. I got drunker and I left sober because I had to drive.
We had a whole episode. What episode is that? Yeah. Something people want to listen. Go back to our earlier shows back last summer.
Yeah, go back to our earlier shows.
When we were two dumbasses with a mic.
We still are. But now we know more about Bitcoin and reality.
Yeah, and we know more about like recording on microphones and stuff too. Like, yeah.
But thanks for calling, Joe. And is there anything that you needed to mention or you wanted to mention? I remember there was something that I wanted to mention that it wasn't listed. So,
You know, Nicki Minaj had her album. I know that was one thing you wanted to mention. And she's resurfaced. Nicki Minaj resurfaced this weekend after 3 months after her dad died.
She was trending on Twitter because she made the announcement, I think on Tuesday. No, I was going to say Twitter and Tuesday. So
Tuesday.
Yeah, whatever. And she had been trending because I guess she gave a sneak peek to on Twitter. And then a photo of Beyonce wearing something similar to what Nicki Minaj was wearing surfaced. And people were speculating that she was going to be on the album. Well, people didn't know if it was going to be a single or an album. So people were speculating that she was going to be on it or a collaboration. And then Rihanna did a photo shoot wearing the same shoes that Nicki Minaj was wearing, just in other colors.
And then a trifecta happened.
And then a trifecta happened, and the Barbs are their Nicki Minaj fans.
Barbs, the Beehive, and the Navy.
Yeah.
How do I know all of this? That is our problem. We know shit we shouldn't know. Yet important shit is going on right now in the Middle East, and we have no idea about it.
Yeah, I mean, like India, and then Israel, and Palestine, and all that stuff, but... That's not what we're here for,
honey. We don't know shit.
It could be a moral dilemma, but this is just like 45 minutes to an hour or just not stupid, thinking about trash reality. News.
That's what you get from us, honey.
Garbage is not trash. And it is not. It's picked up on Tuesday. Oh, my trash is picked up on
mine
Tuesday.
Mine is too. Oh, my God. Mine is too, bitch.
Oh my God, trash sister.
And the recycle. We're recycle bitches. Oh my God.
Garbage sister.
Garbage bitches. Garbage.
That was a garbage.
We should put a trash can emoji next to our Instagram handle. Could you imagine how stupid that would be? Like, we're trash. Press two podcasts. Trash. Hated it.
Yeah, I hate this recycling processing place. Anyway, so yeah, that happened. But another thing, you know what Pop Crave is, right? Mm-hmm. Have you heard of Pop Crave?
Yeah.
So their account was suspended on Twitter this week.
Why?
And there's people don't know why Twitter suspended the account.
I know why.
You do? Mm-hmm.
But tell me what you heard.
I didn't hear. I read.
Okay.
I just read that I think it had to do something with them leaking some stuff. I'm not sure if that was it, but yeah, people were kind of upset about that. And somebody tweeted that, oh, I guess you know who the Cock Destroyers are, right? The band. I guess they split up. God. Yeah.
I had not heard of them, but when you said that, I thought about a band of like messy bottoms calling themselves the Cock Destroyers. The Cock Destroyers.
yeah, so I guess the Cock Destroyers are this two, it's not a band, but it's these two women with like enlarged breast silicone. I'm sure you've seen
Is it like one of the ones that were like by the piano and they were like filling it?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
she was like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
So I guess they split up and like gay Twitter was like going through yet another emotional breakdown about it. And then Pop Crave's account was suspended. And then so gay Twitter once again was like, what is going on? They really haven't released any information. Do you know what happened?
Oh, no, that was a total lie. I didn't know what happened. I just wanted to get a reaction.
See. See, lying just makes
sense. That's how rumors start, honey.
Well, that's how rumors start. And that's how, and that's how the 45th presidency stayed relevant, just lying. But yeah. So that's the only thing I have to mention. We're sad that the Cock Destroyers split up.
I'm sorry, that name. And now that I know who they are, they could destroy some. Oh, my God.
So have you listened to Nicki Minaj's new album?
I have not. I heard some songs and I was like, is this like a reboot of old tracks? So is it like a blend between the two, I'm assuming, right?
I think it's trying to appeal to the geriatric millennials or the millennial geriatrics.
Oh, like me, the ones in their mid to late 30s.
Well, I'm the one with a sports related injury at the moment.
Sports related. That's what he's calling it. He says it's sports related. What sport do you play, Briz?
I read. I run my mouth.
He said sports related injury.
I run my mouth.
That was funny. It was a sports related injury for me.
They told me to stretch. But no. So yes. Wait. Yes. No. Whatever. Yeah, I guess I don't know. Like, so we've seen Taylor Swift re-release her albums, like the version. So we're seeing all this like nostalgic music coming back. So I don't know if it's trying to appeal to other people like us. Oh, another thing to mention, now that I'm mentioning
things,
music. Yeah. So Chicago is apparently reopening. They said, fuck the pandemic. And yeah, everything looks like it's going to open. We're going to have Pride at the Park next month. Oh, hey, girl,
get your Texas on. Get your Texas on.
Texas?
Yeah, because, you know, we said that last year.
Texas, Florida,
we said it last May.
Atlanta, or Georgia. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're basically doing what, like you said, Texas, Florida,
you're doing
Georgia,
what your forefathers doing this did in the past. Yes.
And so the music festivals, Lollapalooza was announced, Riot Fest was announced, and it's a bunch of like, you know, like Smashing Pumpkins, Sum 41, Simple Plans on there.
Oh, Sum 41, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Right.
High school memories, hashtag.
So I feel like they're trying to appeal to
the generation of millennials.
Our generation.
Who are geriatric now.
They're like this
mid-30s.
You know, they've been at home. They need to stretch their knees. They've been saying,
like, so they won't get a blood clot.
So they, exactly, you know,
you have to get up and walk around every 10 minutes.
It's at that point that we're getting there. And so, yeah, things are reopening. People are reopening.
Yeah. If you're reopening, why don't you call us on the Press 2 hotline? You know, we have that cute hotline at 832-390-0279. If you're planning on reopening this summer because you're waxed and vaxed, give us a call and tell us all about your orgies and anything else that happened.
Well, I hope the sports injury does not hinder with my tot boy summer.
Tot boy summer. You said tot boy. It sounded like you said tot.
Yeah, tot boy is tot.
I think it's thought. You meant thought, right?
Thought.
You said tot boy.
You know what I'm trying
like
to say?
Like a toddler.
No. Toddler boy summer. What is that? On all fours, crawling.
Oh my God. The audacity of you. I cannot believe it. You slutty whore. I love it.
Come on, slut.
Come on, slut.
Yeah, so call us on the hotline and tell us about your adventures, truck stop adventures, whatever, I don't know. Yeah.
Anyways, social media.
Yeah, we're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and we are on the TikTok now.
Oh my God, so cute story. Let me go look right now.
And TikTok, our handle is Press2Podcast, just like everything else.
Okay, so I signed us up on the Press2Podcast. We have a TikTok, so you guys can follow us on TikTok. Because you know what? We're doing better on TikTok than we're doing on the podcast.
How the fuck is that even possible?
Girl, we posted videos. We got 27,000 views on our Ellen video with Pink. Oh. The Pink. I mean, we're not in any of these videos, so that's probably the reason we got 27,000 views. Because
Exactly.
The fact that people are following us now is picking up. We got 40 followers in one day yesterday, from morning to afternoon after we've been posting. Bruce, your video, though, when you went to the drag brunch a few weeks ago, has 800 views plus.
Oh, it
counting.
Does?
Yes.
I didn't even know it was there.
Oh, yeah. I remixed it. I put how many licks to the backdrop, and I remixed it with like Lil' Kim talking about how many licks does it take to get to the center of the Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was that commercial from back in the 90s. Like, how many licks with the owl?
All Lil' Kim. I slutified that video, and it got 800 views. Our biggest video right now is Ellen and Pink this week when she announced she was leaving, right? And Pink saying, Pink said the fuck word. And then she was like, oh, I'm sorry. And then she goes, oh, it doesn't matter because you're going off of TV anyway. And, and then Ellen was like, yeah, it fucking doesn't matter. We used to say fuck all. And he kept bleeping her out. So that was a cute video. He got 27,000. So
I feel like maybe this last season is going to be the best one because she's not going to give a fuck.
I hope so. I hope she does shit that like, and then on her last episode, she just gives like a big fuck you to everyone.
She's going to be
like Britney Spears did in that video. Fuck you. You know, this model after that famous movie that we shall not speak of. Because we probably will get sued if we say the name. Can we say names of movies? I think we have before.
As long as you quote. I mean, yeah, you can.
I forgot the name of the movie, but you guys know what that movie with Guillermo Diaz. A young Guillermo.
All right, well, Stan's having an orgasm over there.
I don't do those. It's 2021 and I'm an adult. I don't do those. Anyway,
you're like, there's an app for that.
there are several websites and apps for that. So, sir.
Ma'am. Okay. Yeah. I mean, cool. We're
on TikTok. We're TikTokers.
We're TikTok. Well,
check us out. Well, kind of. Our voices are on there.
Oh,
I did post a video of us with Adriana when she came on the show.
Adriana LaRue. Yeah. Which, are you guys following her?
You should follow her. Like, she's blowing up on TikTok.
She is blowing up on TikTok, on Instagram. I have not gotten into the TikTok world because I'm scared I'm going to get lost in it and never come back. You know,
that happens. But my cousin,
I know. And so that's why I'm just kind of like, I don't know. But then also I don't want it to be like I'm turning 40 and then everybody's 40. On TikTok and I'm 40. Like, not
40.
I'm just saying,
I'm
just
40. Saying.
Well, we're on episode 45. So whatever.
44, bitch. You don't even know your episodes.
Oh, well.
This is the Barack 44. Obama episode.
The Barack Obama.
Okay, 44.
The next episode is going to be canceled before it even starts.
We're just going to name it 4. Again. 4 again.
44 again. 44 again. Well, he did have 2 terms, so... yeah. Anything else you want to mention?
No, I'm done here. I'll see you guys next week. What do you have to say?
I just have to say, see you next Tuesday. Or
it was the bye for me. Oh, bye.
Bye, bestie.
Bye, bitch.